Hello everyone, market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Monday. Well, at the moment, the ASX 200 is lifting by a little more than a third of 1%, which means we're outperforming our friends in the United States on Friday that had quite a choppy session. Still, it is the start of a final week of October, and we're on a three-week winning streak at the moment. But it is quite clear that markets are a little restrained at the moment, partly because there are still a number of uncertainties brewing in markets, especially concerns of higher inflation globally, and there's a lot to focus on this week. And some of the highlights to watch for will be about 40 companies holding their annual meetings with investors, about 20 companies releasing quarterly updates. ANZ and Macquarie will be out with some earnings. We've got Aussie inflation figures on Wednesday and Friday, and it's also the peak of the American profit reporting season. So the five largest companies in the US will all be out with their results: Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, Microsoft, and Facebook. Across our market today, there are only two sectors that are really dropping back: the tech companies, which are the worst, and also industrials, which are only down slightly. But those two aside, you've got gains everywhere else. The best performers, unsurprisingly, really in the resource and energy sectors, and that's because of improvements in oil, iron ore, gold, and many base metals as well. So stocks like Rio Tinto, Fortescue, Newcrest, Woodside, Santos, they're all lifting between 1% and about 3% at the moment. We've had heard from Telstra today, which is up a little more than 2%. This is after it agreed to buy Digicel Pacific for $1.6 billion. This is in partnership with the federal government. So most of the funds for this will actually be paid for by the federal government in what is a strategic acquisition by the government, as national security concerns around there if other countries basically made that acquisition. So Digicel is the largest telco in all South Pacific markets it operates in, with the exception of Fiji, where it is number two. Mineral Resources is up a good 8%. This is an iron ore and lithium producer. It's up because it announced that its lithium joint venture with a US-listed company is going to resume. This is a lithium mine that it operates in the Pilbara region of WA. So the mine was placed on hold basically back in late 2019 because of weak lithium market conditions. Also, a quarterly update today from gold miner St Barbara Mines, which is up slightly, but certainly is underperforming its gold mining peers today. One of the reasons is this quarterly update, where it showed a reduction in gold production between July and September, especially when you compare it to the 83,000 it produced just 3 months earlier. So that was blamed mainly on the suspension of a gold mine in PNG. Unfortunately and sadly, there was a fatality at that mine in May this year. So that was placed on hold as an investigation was launched. Nick Scali today is paying a dividend to investors. New Hope is trading ex-dividend, which is why it's down. And Eastern Metals, an exploration company, has made its Aussie market debut and is up 15%. The Aussie dollar, 74.6 US.